Welcome to the JJ Knitting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the 1-2 Counts on for today's news and local information. AM and FM KCII, JJ Knitting Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Dave Dickinson of Dickinson Excavating and Hauling about the appreciation meal he coordinated for local firefighters at the Riverside VFW Post 6414.
Where did the idea for this come from?
We got a call on Saturday morning at like 4:30 in the morning. The fire department needed help with our excavator to get in the house and help with a fire. Later that day, I mean, them guys got called in at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I know they didn't go home till about 4 that afternoon. And then they got called back out later at night to reroute traffic because there was bad weather. I know there was probably 15, 20 firemen just in the Riverside area alone, plus there's five other departments that got involved in all this that, you know, they didn't spend any time with their families that weekend. And so I just wanted to do something to let them know that we truly appreciate the amount of effort that they put in. They don't get paid or anything like that, so.
Do you think the public has a good idea of how much time they spend or how much service they give?
That's part of the reason why I did it. After helping them with the fire, I went home and ate breakfast with my family, and then I got up and went and did some stuff, and I stopped into a fire station, and they were there cleaning ice out of hoses, scrubbing every piece of equipment they had, washing their trucks until 4 o'clock that afternoon. I mean, them guys put so much time in after the fire's out. There were several of them out there outside of town. I mean, the whole day Saturday, they spent training. I don't think that there's a lot of people that understand how much time they actually put into this.
What's it like to work with them?
It's truly remarkable how well they handle themselves. You know, these guys, they get a phone call, it's almost 100% sure that they either know them or they're related to them. So to go into a situation like that and hold the composure the way they do, to do their job and not let their emotions take over is just truly remarkable. I mean, the way the guys handle themselves is just phenomenal. My wife, she didn't know what to expect when she got that phone call at 4:30 in the morning. You know, I mean, that following Saturday morning, they might have had plans, but their plans got screwed up because their husbands were gone at 1 o'clock in the morning and didn't get back till 4, you know, and then they had to go back out late Saturday night, clear into Sunday morning, they had to go back out. So I mean, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, I did it partly for the spouses, too, because they sacrificed a lot for these guys to be able to do this.
What did it take to pull this all together?
That was the easy part. 20 phone calls, and I raised over $6,000. I mean, the community around here is just phenomenal. And then I spent about 3 days running around picking up checks. It took me about a total of an hour just making phone calls and telling people what I was doing, and pretty much everybody was on board.
What was it like to get not just the monetary donations there, but also the help?
The VFW, they're really good about that kind of stuff. I mean, we've done other things there for churches and stuff there. Jerry and Marge's, they did the catering. They did it at cost, and it might even been less. They help out quite a bit. And then the Girl Scouts, they were eager to come and help. Nobody hesitated.
What was the response from the firefighters who were able to be there?
I had many of them come up and thank me, you know. I mean, they truly appreciated it. I took my daughter in there after they ate. She's in the Girl Scouts to help clean up. So many of them came up and thanked me, you know, and it was very heartwarming to have that many people say something to me. I mean, many spouses come up and thanked me, and it was a very good feeling.
That was Dave Dickinson of Dickinson Excavating and Hauling joining us on today's JJ Knitting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the appreciation meal he coordinated for local firefighters at the Riverside VFW Post 6414. JJ Knitting Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Ulin with KCII News.